Starting Thursday, June 13 through June 30th, Summer at the Center will revive for the first time in 20 years at Towson University to celebrate the rich, diverse tapestry of performing arts in Baltimore. This month-long, half-month-long celebration will feature a cabaret series from Stillpoint Theater, art exhibition, Carolyn Black Sotir with a Sondheim celebration, and a reading of a new play by Eddie Stockman, Hysteria, on June 29th at 7 p.m. in the Studio Theater. Joining me on the phone is the playwright, Eddie Stockman. Welcome, Eddie.
Hello, Gavin. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for being here to talk about your piece. So, I'm told that this hilarious murder mystery is quite a romp with four actors playing 30 roles and lampoons the HOA culture. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It is a huge ensemble piece. There's one sort of main actor that we focus on, and the four other actors around them sort of play the whole community of far-flung acres. The mystery ensues after one of the HOA board members goes missing and is presumed to be dead, along with her husband. And it sort of sends everybody into this chaos of wondering who you can trust, and nobody is exactly who they seem to be.
Well,
like in any HOA.
I note you say in that presumed to be dead. Without giving any spoilers, is that a word choice that is something we should pay attention to?
Perhaps. There are many things that are up for interpretation in this show. Life and death is not one of them, but we have to keep people guessing.
You call it a murder mystery romp. Do you take inspiration for that from any other sources?
Absolutely. During my senior year at Towson, when I was taking Playwriting 3 with David White, we were working through PlayLab with this piece. I was watching Desperate Housewives a lot, and just that dark sense of humor and the flippant attitudes towards all of these social issues that they bring up in it, and death and scandal, just sort of inspired this whole world. I wanted to juxtapose and compare what Desperate Housewives was doing back in its time to add that oomph that they had to issues that we're dealing with now. And I figured that would be a good starting point, because that's all I was watching.
That's a wonderful inspiration. And I love that you also have found a way to kind of bring it up to now and to make it personal for you.
Yes, I've always enjoyed camp and comedy and huge, huge, confusing storylines. And so I wanted to encapsulate what that show did for me and also for my family. It is something that a lot of my family used to watch back when I was younger and I wasn't allowed. And so it sort of has become a dream come true to be able to watch that and sort of dip my toes into the absurdity of HOA culture and turning it on its head.
Well, it's so great that this can be featured as part of this larger festival. Thank you so much for taking a moment to chat with me from your car today.
Absolutely, yes.
For dates, times, and more information on Hysteria and the entire Summer Arts Festival at Towson, you can go to towson.edu/COFAC/centers/summer-center.